Welcome to the Beauty Buzz.
I'm Jamie.
And I'm Ange.
We're two girls with one mission.
To empower women, share our favorites, and get down into the nitty-gritty of all things beauty.
Join us as we stop making beauty overwhelming and share with you answers to the topics that you want to know.
All right, today we're going to talk about transitioning your skincare from summer to fall. So Jamie and I both have different skin types. I have dry skin, and Jamie, you have?
I have combination to oily skin.
So for both of us, I think we kind of switch up how we do skincare season by season differently, because obviously I live in New Jersey where in the summer it tends to be super hot and humid, so I'm not as dry. But once we hit mid-September, I turn into the Sahara Desert, which isn't necessarily going to be the same for you.
No, because I live in California, in Southern California, and basically for us, it's kind of like the Sahara Desert year-round. So maybe a little bit of rain, but that's about it.
But you don't really get humidity either, right?
No, we have more of a dry heat.
Yeah.
So it's just very consistent, dry, dry, dry. I will say in the summer, obviously it's way hotter. Yeah. Whereas we get into the fall, instead of it being 110, it's like 85-ish.
How nice. So for me, I tend to, in the summer, I'm still dry, but I'm not as dry. So I can use gel moisturizers in the summer, and I don't necessarily have to be as product heavy in the summer as I do in the winter to kind of keep the integrity of my skin. Like in the summer, I could skip a night of skincare where I just wash my face, throw on a moisturizer, and call it a night. I can't do that in the winter, or I'll start to flake.
Do you find in the winter, since you have such dry skin, like as we're going fall into winter, that using a cleansing balm is almost better than using like a regular cleanser for your skin?
Yeah. So it's almost a necessity to use a cleansing balm and then not go in with any type of cleanser that's going to be super drying. So whereas someone with acne could use a cleanser with an acid in it, I can't do that in the winter. My skin will just flake off, and not in a good way. So in the winter, I'll still double cleanse, but I'll use a very gentle, like milky foam type cleanser. Whereas in the summer, I could throw anything on and pretty much be good and just pick through. What about you? Do you have to switch the way you cleanse your skin from summer to fall?
So in the summer, obviously, because I'm combination dry, I get, or combination oily, wow. I get very greasy in the summer. And so I, regardless year round, I do double cleanse, but in the summer I use a gel cleanser like as the after. So it kind of almost like gets it more clean, like that squeaky feeling. Whereas like in the fall winter, I venture more towards almost like in a weird way, like a cream cleanser, which usually for like combination oily skin, I'm not a big cream cleanser person because I do feel like they're too hydrating.
Yeah.
But depending on the weather, because I know going in and out of places, especially like on your side of the coast, like going in and out, going from heat to cold, heater to cold, like that just jacks your skin like hard. And like, it's almost like it can compromise your skin barrier in a sense. Whereas out here, it's going from like kind of cold, like hot into like your house where most people, we have our air conditioning on year round.
Yeah.
So instead it's like that cool air that's like stripping your skin in a sense. So I do find that a cream cleanser after like for double cleanse works for me.
Yeah.
But
do you feel like you use more products in the summer or more products in like fall to winter?
That's actually a good question. I feel like I probably add a couple extra serums. And sometimes, depending on how cold it is, or if it's like a super gloomy, rainy day here, I will tend to add like a sleeping mask. Yeah. Whereas like in the summer, I don't really do a sleeping mask because I feel like unless I feel like my skin just like needs it.
Yeah.
Or like I got sunburnt or something, like too much sun or whatever, like But yeah, I feel like in the fall, winter, I add in an extra hydrating serum usually for sure. Possibly a face oil that's a little thicker. And then sometimes I'll just like load everything up with like a sleeping mask.
Yeah. So that's kind of the same for me. I definitely add in more serums. Hyaluronic acid is a must have for me in the winter. Absolutely. At nighttime, I need a thicker night cream. It has to be something that's thick and that's going to penetrate. And then I almost always am putting an oil on top of it, which a lot of people don't necessarily know or realize that the oil is supposed to go after the moisturizer.
Yes.
So stop wasting your money and putting it under there, guys. But I almost always have to put the oil over the moisturizer to keep my skin from getting even more dry. So just in like products in general, I think I add in the same as you, more serums. I add in a thicker moisturizer versus what I might use in the summer. I make sure to have an oil in my routine. And then I also exfoliate more in the winter than I do in the summer. So in the summer, I could probably get away with chemical exfoliation every couple days and then manual exfoliation maybe like twice a month. Whereas in the winter, I find myself doing it more and not necessarily manual exfoliation even with a product. I do find myself taking the Twinkle eyebrow razors and shaving my face even more in the winter or even in the fall, because like I said, as soon as we get to September here and that chill hits the air, it automatically, my skin almost instantly changes. So I do find myself going in more like with dermaplaning, and I would say going and getting more treatments and stuff like that, but we live in a time of COVID where we can't do anything. So doing the best I can here at home.
Agreed. I was going to say, because usually like fall, winter is peel season.
Yes.
So it's like the perfect time to get a chemical peel. But you're right. COVID this year is going to look a little different. But I do agree. I think like the drier your skin gets because of the weather, chemical exfoliation is sometimes definitely key. But I do think that the Twinkle is probably really, really good. I know for my skin, because again, our weather is very polar opposite of yours. Like for me, I think in the winter, I do tone down my chemical exfoliation. Cause right now in the summer, like I do it 4 times a week, probably sometimes every day. It just depends on what I'm using, like what product exactly. And then what I'm following after that. Cause if I'm using a lot of retinol, cause again, the colder the air is, like, it can wreck your skin barrier, which means throwing retinol on top of that, your skin's going to like burn in a sense. Like, so I think it all just depends on that, but I'm definitely with you. Like a creamy, thick moisturizer, a little bit of more manual exfoliation. Like I might bust out my Clarisonic, which farewell to them, but
know.
You know, like I might break one out with a couple brush heads that I got like left over, or even that little pop socket, like that. Sonic thing.
Yes.
But yeah, like definitely hydration is key. I also find myself using a humidifier
in absolutely
the colder months. Like I started using it this past summer in the summer too, just to see, and I do think it's made a difference in like the plumpness of my skin like overall. But I know in the fall and winter, humidifier is massively important, because my lips will get dry. That is the one thing. My lips will crack, and I feel like the humidifier helps so much. It also helps like your nose not get crusty.
Yeah.
Like the creases around it, how they sometimes get like dry and crunchy.
Yeah.
Like this like helps like.
It does so well. I started using one last year because our apartment, we have baseboard heating, which I found to be a little bit more drying to my skin. And I would wake up, and no matter how much moisturizer, sleeping masks, oil, thickness I put on my skin the night before, I was waking up and my skin was almost so tight feeling, and it was being completely drained of moisture while I slept. So I started using the humidifier then, which actually has helped into my new livelihood as a plant mom, because apparently your plants need humidity in the winter.
Oh, that's good to know. I did not know that.
Yeah. So the humidifier will not only help me, it will help my little plant babies.
So here's a question.
I use them everywhere. I even have one for my car.
Oh, I love that. So here's a question for you.
Okay.
Do you use sunscreen in the winter?
Yeah.
Because so many people say that if the sun's not out, you don't need sunscreen.
No, that's when it's most important. I even use sunscreen, and I kind of advocate for this on Instagram, sunscreen always, even if you're just sitting in your house. Like where I currently sit in my office, there's a window in front of me, and I still wear sunscreen, even if I know that I'm not leaving this house at all. I'll still wear sunscreen. The sun can get you through the window.
Well, not only that though, but it also can get you from your lighting.
Like, yeah.
Because all light bulbs have some sort of ray in them. It might not be obviously as powerful as the sun outside, but it's still some sort of like radio wavelength that you're getting.
The science community is about to come for us.
They are. Well, and also if you are tan and dark skinned, guess what? You also need a sunscreen.
Yes.
Just saying. 24/7, year round. The blue light from our phone now, there's sunscreens have that in it. Like
we could probably do, I think that could be one of our episodes on like blue light skincare, and we'll dive into that at some point because so many brands are kind of hopping on that.
But agreed.
Yes, absolutely. Sunscreen always in the winter, in the summer, the fall, the spring, morning, night. It's always on. And then, so what would you say would be one product that everyone, like, is there one product specifically that everyone should switch when transitioning from summer to fall skincare?
Honestly, if you're not using a hyaluronic acid serum in general, that's something that you should add immediately, whether it's fall, winter, spring, whatever. I feel like that is something that'll make a difference in any skincare routine. And I also think the big transition from dry to cool weather, throwing in like a sleeping mask, like Laneige, like water sleeping mask, or yes. Like Naturium has a really, really thick, like ceramide sleeping mask. That's actually pretty good. Like just packing on some moisture. What about you?
Mine, I think, would be an essence, which in that same tone would be for moisture. If you're not using skincare essence, add it in. They're so good. My favorite one is from Tatcha, which is a little bit on the expensive side, but I find that it helps almost allow everything else to kind of have a good starting point, a good foundation. And my skin always feels more plump. It feels like it keeps its hydration longer. Or I guess if you are concerned that, so I guess I have two, because if you're concerned that there is something happening with your skin barrier, Dermalogica actually has a barrier cream, which is something that I add into my routine in the winter off of an esthetician's recommendation, just to kind of help keep things in check.
You got the barrier reef, the barrier relief, yeah?
Yeah.
That stuff's pretty good too.
Yeah, I really like that. There are some like affordable things that you could definitely get. I think that's it for me though. I think my main switch is obviously I'm less lazy in the winter and fall when it comes to skincare, because if not, I know that it will wreak havoc. My makeup will be worse and cakey. I think though, my biggest thing is just having a thicker moisturizer, where that doesn't necessarily have to be something that I do all summer long.
So then do you find that for when you're going from summer to fall, winter, body skincare transition, do you have to layer on like a thicker lotion? Do you throw on Vaseline, like whatever? Yes.
So for like my body, I definitely have to move to like a body butter versus just being able to use a regular body lotion. I need something thicker. I'll do Vaseline if I find like my hands are starting to crack, or my feet are always cracking, but my knees, my elbows, things like that start to get drier quicker. And I just, I'll use an oil. I use bio oil in the winter, all over my body. Whereas in the summer, I'm not really as attentive to body skincare as I am. I think the summer is, I'm just lazy. Everything, I could do like nothing and be fine because I have more of a leeway there with it being a little bit more humid and kind of getting that natural moisture.
No, that makes sense.
But once the chill hits the air, there's no going back until at least April. So I would say that body, definitely I need a thicker moisturizer. I'll do Vaseline. I'll do oils. I'll take more baths, which some people might not really see the effectiveness in, but I'll add oils into the bath so that I'm kind of soaking in moisture.
And then you're careful, obviously, when you get out of the bath so you don't fall and break your neck.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes. There have been a little bit of a scare every once in a while, but you know, we just roll with it. Do you really have to change body stuff in the winter?
I do. So even though California is like a dry heat, in the summer, I use just like regular body lotion, obviously. But I've learned that in the winter, like, so year round, I use either Necessaire's body lotion or I'll use like the Derma-E body lotion. But then I find that when it turns into like the colder months, my skin, especially like my elbows and stuff, start to get like really, like, I don't want to say like rough, but like they feel like they could almost like crack sometimes in a weird way. So then I'm switching to like Eucerin, like thick, almost like a salve in a sense, like where it's a little more greasy-ish feeling, but I also do use the bio oil and then top it with lotion to kind of like lock it all in.
Yes.
But, and I've found that it's helped, or even like random things that are like, Kors has like a intensive body treatment lotion that's pretty good that I'll have to use sometimes, that I find that's like my hand cream favorite versus like my usual hand cream favorite, cause it's like way, way thicker. But yeah, like weirdly my face gets greasy, but my body is dry as F.
Yeah.
See, like, I feel like that's so weird.
I'm just dry head to toe, except for like my T-zone every once in a while. We'll be like, oh, we're going to be oily today. Let's have a little party. but it's by no means consistent. I think it tends to like go with the weather as well. But yeah, that's what I transition summer to fall. I think we've covered basically everything. You guys will have to bear with us. This is our very first podcast. So if things sound crazy, no judging. You can actually do this really cool thing where if you want to get your questions answered, we will have a link in the show notes. You can click on it and just create an Anchor account, and it'll allow you to leave us a voice message that if you have any type of beauty questions, skincare questions, just want to say hi, we can actually play your message in a upcoming episode of the podcast. You could get it answered there. You can find us on Instagram. Jamie will put all of our information in the show notes.
Yep.
And then just let us know, come to our Instagram, comment, let us know what kind of topics you want to see here. I told you guys, bear with us. Here on the podcast in upcoming episodes. And I think we're going to do one of these a week. Is that what we decided?
I think we're going to go for one, possibly a bonus or two coming, but one for sure.
But we will see you once a week. And thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.